We're coming up, I think it's next month, middle of next month on North Texas Giving Day, which is a great day. It sort of gets people off the schneid and gets them back into the habit of helping out some nonprofits. One nonprofit that will benefit is the Nexus Family Recovery Center. They're especially going to benefit if they're taking up, people take up the challenge that their president and CEO has brought on. Heather Armand is the president and CEO of Nexus Family Recovery Center and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. I want to talk about North Texas Giving Day in a minute, but first of all, tell us a little bit about North Texas Family Recovery Center, because it's female-oriented, right? Only?
Yes. And so there are a couple of really unique things about Nexus Family Recovery Center. One is that we provide substance use disorder treatment for women only. So that is really important, because when you are entering into a residential space to seek recovery and sobriety, it's really important that you feel safe, where you can be vulnerable and honest and start the hard work required to begin a recovery journey. And so we serve women only. We also serve women that are well below the poverty line and indigent in most cases, so meaning uninsured or underinsured. So we really are a safety net provider, and financial barriers don't exist for our clients.
So you also handle, take women who have children and bring their children in and who are pregnant. That's remarkable.
We do. We serve women at every single stage of pregnancy, and we allow moms to bring up to 3 children into residential services with them. So we really have a family-centered approach. And those kiddos get great, robust wraparound services while they're here with their mom.
So what's it like? I mean, is it sort of dormitory atmosphere? I mean, you live there, they eat 3 meals a day?
They do. And so we're on 11 acres in Far East Dallas. We have multiple buildings for our living spaces. And it's just a really hopeful and wonderful environment. Our moms and kids are here with us for 3 months. So for those 3 months, they are part of the Nexus family and all get great services. And then our women that are not actively parenting are here with us for a month. So it's a really wonderful and unique space right here in Dallas.
So how long has Nexus been around? I must confess, I'm not familiar with it at all.
So Nexus has been around for 54 years.
Wow.
We were founded by 5 women that were in recovery themselves. So our entire mission has always been women helping other women and giving back to the recovery community. So 54 years we've been right here in Dallas.
Has it always been called Nexus Family Recovery Center?
We were always called Nexus Recovery Center, but we added family to our name about a year and a half ago to really highlight the family-centered approach that we take. Because when the kids are here with their moms, they attend our fully licensed daycare, but they also receive speech, occupational, physical, and behavioral services as well. So we're not just treating the mom or the adult that is on her recovery journey, but we're also treating those kiddos and helping build some resilience in all of them.
Then what about after they finish the program, after 3 months? Do you help them get jobs? Do they come back to visit for maintenance?
Great question. So we have a full continuum of care that includes outpatient services. So if they still need some additional therapy or counseling services, they can come and participate in that. And we have peer support coaches that will work with them for as long as they'll possibly stay engaged. And so that might look like coming for fun activities with our Sober Mom Squad or Recovery Offline. But it also includes things like looking for safe housing and supportive recovery housing or getting jobs, as you mentioned. We do a lot of work around workforce development and readiness, as well as just getting documentation to get your job and all of those steps that need to be taken in order to be gainfully employed and returning to the community.
You know, we've heard a lot lately about a cutback in, well, not only because of the economy, but also what's going on in the government, is a cutback on money that's going, you know, for a lot of really good causes. Have you all been impacted by this at all?
Yes, we have been impacted, and I would say that it's a couple of different ways. So indirectly impacted by potential federal cuts in Medicaid, and we don't quite know what that's going to look like. And so that's why we say indirectly, because right now, you know, it's not like some public broadcasting or arts organizations where the funding was here one day and gone the next. We haven't been impacted to that extent, but we know that our clients will be impacted through cuts in Medicaid, but also through cuts if they happen at SAMHSA.
How do you plan in circumstances like that? How can you put together a budget?
So we put together a budget that has multiple layers of contingency in it. So if X happens, then we'll do Y. If B happens, then we'll do C. So we've got several contingency-based plans that, of course, rely on the community for support as well. But we've gotten really detailed in our budgeting and really looking at what's essential versus what can we live without, which I think a lot of families are doing in their own homes, too, in this economy.
Kind of brings us back to where we started out, talking about North Texas Giving Day. I mean, this is one day, but this sounds like it might be one day that's more important to your organization, the Nexus Family Recovery Center, than it has been in years past.
It is. I think this is going to be a really, really important day for all nonprofits across North Texas, and it's a really competitive landscape right now with those private dollars that are available. So we've added a little bit of a challenge to sweeten the pot, I guess I would say. And so is it okay if I talk about that?
Please do. I mean, it's sacrificial, I think.
So there's a lot of metaphor in this particular challenge. So when we hit our goal of $100,000 on North Texas Giving Day, I will be jumping out of an airplane. So I am going to go skydiving when we hit our goal. Which I am not a thrill seeker or any type of death-defying person in any way. But the reason we chose this challenge is because when you are entering into a recovery journey, it often feels like you're jumping out into the unknown. You're leaving behind people, places, and things that you've known. Even though they may not serve you anymore, that is all you know. And so you're jumping out into something that is brand new. It can be very scary. It can produce a lot of anxiety, but the recovery community that surrounds you becomes like that parachute. And I, myself, am a woman in long-term recovery, and I can speak firsthand of the fact that my recovery network and community of women is what saved me. And so like that parachute that goes up when you're jumping, that's what a recovery community really is it's a way to ensure that you have a soft landing. And we want women and children to have a soft landing at Nexus as well. So
you sound very important to that organization. Is there any amount of money that would keep you in that airplane just in case?
I think if we double it, if we get $200,000, I won't jump. How's that?
I think it's a fair deal, and I think it's also a very good cause. So this is, I couldn't find the date. What is Giving Day?
September 21st.
And then it goes on for a while, right? I mean, ideally, that sort of stimulates. Because if memory serves, this is kind of a dead time for raising money. I mean, everybody's been on vacation. They're getting back. Kids are going to school. They're not looking for year-end tax deductions yet. It's a quiet period historically.
Correct. And especially in the North Texas community where we have a lot of luncheons and fundraisers in the spring. So you know, there's a big uptick at the end of the year, as you said, with tax donations, and in the spring with events. So the fall has always been a kind of a slower time for fundraising. So we're really excited to have this effort to focus on.
Well, Nexus Family Recovery Center seems like a great cause, and you're doing a good job. So maybe we ought to get a couple of $100,000 and keep you in the airplane. That would be a deal. Heather Armand is the president and CEO. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, David.
Thank you. We wish you good luck in all of your endeavors, which are varied. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.